Goaltender Nate Gulsvig for the Steele County Blades, a newer acquisition with the team, joining not all that long ago, comes out of Fargo, North Dakota. And Nate, how are you enjoying your time with Steele County so far?
I love it so far. I mean, the guys are great, and I mean, I already love everyone here, so it's been good so far.
Okay. People keep telling me about the kind of the brother feel, the family feel. Could you notice that? And what does that mean for a team when you come into a team like that? For you being a new guy, but still coming in to a team that has that sort of feel to it.
I mean, it's huge, and I mean, when I got here, everyone was so welcoming, and it really wasn't hard to make friends at all, so it's just been great.
The team is in a great battle right now to try and work into a home playoff seed, and as things develop here in the final few weeks, what do you see as far as skill-wise and what the team is doing well? What have you noticed for some reasons for success for the team on the ice?
I'd say we're pretty well in the defensive zone. Mm-hmm. Struggling to put the puck in the net, but I feel like we're definitely going to start capitalizing, and I'm pretty confident in going into the playoffs here. So.
Well, that defensive zone part of things, you're the quarterback out there as the goalie. What's the communication like? What does it take to have success on that defensive side for this team or any hockey team?
Just like trust and you know, just having that chemistry and knowing what everyone's going to do and trusting each other. So, I mean, they're making it easy on me, and I'm stopping when I need to. So.
Okay. A couple of seasons for you, you told me, in junior hockey before we started our segment here. What is your junior hockey experience? Where have you been so far, Nate?
Last year I was in Helena, Montana, and okay. I enjoyed that, but it's a better opportunity here, so I'm happy to be here.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your high school hockey. You played in Fargo?
Yep, I was on Fargo Davies, and I only had that 1 year of varsity, but I really enjoyed my time there. I miss all my friends, and those are friends for life out of that team, so...
What was the inspiration to pursue junior hockey? What made that decision for you?
I felt like I should have played more in high school, and I just wanted to like prove people wrong and really just play. So that's why I'm here.
Okay, and what do you like about your decision then to go ahead with junior hockey now, wrapping up a second season? How do you feel about it, making this choice?
I'm really happy about it. I mean, I'm pushing for college hockey, and hopefully I'll get there.
Okay. What can you say about the outdoor hockey game, the Hockey Day Minnesota event the Blades played in and that you played in over at MSU, Blakeslee Field? What'd you like about that?
I mean, that was just awesome. Never had an outdoor experience, and just to be a part of Hockey Day, and I don't know, it's just awesome. It was cool.
Okay. The game itself, the snow was falling, you're playing outside, it's cold. What kind of things did you have to maybe extra focus on in order to do what you need to do in goal?
It was really snowy, it's hard to move. Lost the puck a couple times with it being dark out. It was just harder to track and everything, so it definitely wasn't the best playing conditions, but it was definitely worth it.
Okay. So the balance of the cool part of it and historical part of it certainly overrides any sort of challenge of playing outside.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't want that in the championship game. Yeah. Anything,
now, as I recall, you're wearing a hat on top of your helmet. Does that help keep your head warm?
I don't think so. I just think it looks cool. So,
what things did you do to stay warm? As it was a pretty cold day with single digit temps.
I just wore Carhartt understuff and. We were on the side with the VIP behind us, so that was blocking all the wind, and I honestly was pretty warm the whole game, so.
Okay. That's called home ice advantage, I guess, because the Blades were the home team, so you got the side where the wind was being blocked a little bit more, and the team won the game as well. That's a bonus, right?
Yep.
Now, as I recall, the Mullets weren't getting a ton of shots on goal for a while. Is that harder in any game, even an indoor game, if you're not seeing the puck a lot versus, you know, right away you're turning aside shots? How does that kind of affect the flow of a game for you?
Honestly, yeah, I'd much rather be seeing shots than not, so... Especially when it was super cold and you're already cold, and then having to face three shots, and then all of a sudden a breakaway is coming. I mean, it's tough.
Okay. What got you into being a goalie?
When I was a squirt, I hope he's not listening, but I didn't think our goalie was doing the best, so I just decided to take over, I guess.
Okay. So that was at a pretty young level. Now, had you had some goaltending experience, or at that level, it's all still pretty new, huh?
I was pretty new. I mean, in Mites or whatever, everyone got a shot at goalie, but yeah, it was brand new.
Okay.
And what was it then about it? Were you just doing a good job? You thought, I'll keep at it? Or is there some part of being a goalie that really kind of sit in you as a way to pursue this?
To be honest, I have no idea. Just happened, and I'm happy it did.
Okay.
You're a tall guy. At any points along the way, does someone say, hey, you're tall, you know, tall guys can't play goal? Or is it better to be tall and play goal?
It's definitely better, and I didn't grow until probably summer of my senior year, so I've been adapting to being this tall, I guess. It's all I hear everywhere I go, so it's...
Yeah,
I just kind of grew, had a big growth spurt.
And how would you describe your style in goal? What's your attitude? What's your approach?
I like to say less is more. I try to move as less as possible because I'm a big guy. I cover most of that anyway, so I don't want to overcommit to anything. So that's how I play.
Okay.
And I think you've already mentioned college hockey is a goal of yours. What will it take in your junior career to get you in a position like that, do you think?
Keep winning and keep the puck out of the net. I mean, I seem to be doing that right now, and I hope to continue. Yeah, I guess that's all I got to do.
Okay.
Do you have any superstitions?
No, I mean, my superstition is just to, not worry about that stuff. I got a game to worry about, so.
Good. I love it.
And then other hobbies, other sports for you, Nate?
Not throughout high school, but, I played baseball and a little bit of football growing up, and I love playing that stuff, with my friends still, in the backyard.
All right.
And I hunt and fish, so that's about it.
Well, that sounds like he keeps you busy, and hockey keeping you real busy right now as well. Nate Goldsvig out of Fargo, goalie for the Blades. Good luck to you. Continued success.
Thank you.